Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, healthcare cost control. Massachusetts would be the first state in the country to set healthcare spending goals if the bill released last night becomes law. The legislature is expected to approve the plan today on the final day for formal business in this legislative session. WBUR's Martha Biebinger has details.
For years, we've complained about healthcare costs rising much faster than most other things we spend money on. That complaint may become a thing of the past in Massachusetts. The bill before the House and Senate today aims to link healthcare cost increases to the potential growth in the state's economy for 5 years. Then, for the next 5 years, healthcare would have to increase even more slowly than other spending. House Majority Leader Ron Mariano calls this a bold step.
And one I think that is going to be a challenge for everyone involved in the system, but I think it's one that we're moving towards anyway, and I think that this bill is going to help us get there.
To get there, hospitals and doctors will have to cut their rate of growth about in half. Massachusetts Association of Health Plans President Laura Pellegrini agrees this would be a bold step.
No other state has tried to tie health care costs to the state's economy. And this is going to be really revolutionary and very important, I think, and I'm sure the nation's watching.
The Massachusetts Hospital Association, which has warned against an aggressive cost control goal, declined comment last night. Mike Widmer with the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation says he thinks the healthcare industry will embrace the bill's spending goals, even though they are what he considers aggressive.
But on the other hand, the legislation does not include triggers or punishments if the targets aren't met.
A new state board would require hospitals that don't meet the new goals to produce a plan to do so. But there are not, as Widmer says, penalties for failing to hit the goal. While some are relieved that the legislature is setting soft targets, others are not.
Our biggest concern is whether there are enough teeth to keep overall costs under control.
Reverend Burns Stanfield is worried the state won't enforce new health care spending goals. And as president of the Greater Boston Interfaith Organization, Stanfield says the legislation doesn't do enough to close the gap between brand-name hospitals that can demand high prices and small community hospitals with little market clout. The bill does raise money for small community hospitals through a new surcharge on insurers. Mariano says this will help the community hospitals compete.
If we're serious about providing low-cost alternative care and quality care, we have to shore up our community hospitals. The community hospitals that are struggling now are going to be our low-cost alternatives in most of the major cities.
The surcharge, which will raise premiums a bit, will also fund a prevention trust fund that public health advocates worked hard to include. As well, it will fund a program that will help small providers buy into electronic health records. These are among dozens of elements in the bill that we'll discuss on air and on our Common Health blog. Overall, legislative leaders are proud of the bill, says House lead negotiator Steve Walsh.
Ultimately, it's going to create an environment where patients are going to get better care for lower costs, and we're predicting it's going to save upwards of $200 billion over the next 15 years.
Governor Patrick did not offer comment last night, but legislative leaders expect he will sign the bill into law. This won't likely be the state's last effort on health care cost reform, but it is one that the nation is again watching. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.